Hi, I'm G.
Hi, I'm Losfo.
Hi, I'm Amber.
Hi, I'm Erin.
You're listening to Nature Speaking. Welcome. This podcast, we will talk about some interview we get from our friend and some interesting things connected to those interviews.
So, Erin, how did your interview go?
It went pretty well. I chose to interview my mom because she lives in Colorado, which I thought was kind of an interesting contrast to BC. And it went pretty well, but there was a bit of a struggle with just like, you know, her noticing many differences between now and before COVID. Yeah, the main things that she noticed were that the rabbit population in her suburban neighborhood has really skyrocketed since the beginning of COVID. Like, they've been able to reproduce more peacefully and there aren't as many cars on the road. But she also noticed that the cars that are on the road are driving a lot faster. And in her own garden, she's been able to tend to it a lot better because she's home more often and, like, is working from home exclusively now. And so she's really noticed a difference in her garden and how it's really vibrant this year, which is different than other years. It's always well looked after, but she's able to water them at lunch now instead of just before and after work.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. I listened to your interview and your mom is mentioning there's a lot more rabbits, and then we share this also in part one, the Chinese podcast. Everybody find it was quite amazing to see a lot of rabbit in the city. Also, we talk about, like, when we compare the amount of animals in here, like in your mom's place and my friend in Chicago and even here in Vancouver, we all find there's more animals around. However, in China, we don't see much animals. I think that is probably because one reason I read an article, they talks about why there's less bird in the city is because there are more street cats. I always can hear cats sound in the city. And also, because the more street cat, the cat will catch the bird and then the bird will die. So there will be less bird and more cats. And also another reason is because in big cities, the walls are made of glass, so it will reflect the sky. But we know that's a reflection, but the bird doesn't. So they will crash on the building, so they will die too. So that's another reason. I think it's very sad because it's most human-made reasons that cause animals die in nature and in the city. So we should do something.
That's true.
Yes, it's quite interesting. And one of my friends shared that because they are living in a remote city in China and there are less human activities, so she can even hear the cicadas singing and the frogs at home. It's very, like, interesting.
Yeah, my friend from Japan also said the similar thing because she lives in a very small town in Japan compared to the large city. She said in the summertime when she went close to the mountain, she can hear a lot of frog sound and a lot of other animal sound. However, you can't hear them in the big city like Tokyo or Osaka.
That's so interesting. I didn't realize that there weren't very many animals in the urban cities in China and Japan.
Yeah, I think there could be another reason my friend shared from Japan. She said because you went to Japan and then you went to like Tokyo or Osaka, it's very loud and it's very noisy because there are a lot of electronic advertising sound. So, like, when you go there, if your mind is full of those sound, you definitely couldn't hear other animal sound. But I'm not sure if there will be less animal in the city or not, but you definitely couldn't hear them a lot in there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's interesting too that there are so many like cats in the city, like wild street cats, because I've never lived anywhere that has just like domestic dogs or domestic cats like wandering around. And so that's its own kind of unique wildlife to those regions.
Yeah. And I do agree with your mom that I found that pets become more attached with humans than before. I and my roommates owns a cat together, and since the lockdown, we don't need to go to school and go outside. We just stay at home with our cats every day. And one day, we need to go outside for like 2 days, so we just left himself at home. We put enough food and water beside him. So after we came back, she smiled so loudly and keeps following us for like 10 minutes. It's so cute.
That's so cute. I own two cats too, and I definitely found that they're way more attached to me when I leave to go to like work, since I got to go back to work recently. When I come back, they're just like meowing at me and greeting me at the door. They're way more attached to me than they would be normally.
I think it's because my family always have somebody at home. So our cat doesn't seem more attached to us. They are growing a little bit bigger because of we always at home. So they will eat more extra food. But other than that, they're not changing too much. And also for Aaron said there's less street cat in here or in other place than in China, is probably because the law for adopting a cat is really easy in China, and people won't track you if you don't want your cat, and a lot of people will abandon their cat, so the cat will become street cat, and then if they have kids, then there will be more and more cats. So I think that could be the reason.
Oh, wow, that's so sad.
Yeah, and my friend said she was in Chicago. She just got a cat like 2 weeks ago. And she realized that after the quarantine, the rules for adopting a cat is become more strict, because she said there's more people probably want a pet to be a company with them during quarantine. So in the past, if you want a cat, you need to be 18, then that's enough. But now you probably need to be 21, and then they will have more questions for you.
Wow, so it's gotten a lot stricter.
Yeah, my mom was mentioning that there, you know, all of these people are adopting more and more animals, and so there's actually not as many animals to adopt. And so maybe it's like part of that, like, they have more demand than they have supply, so they can be a little more strict about who they're giving animals to.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea to like limiting how people get their pet. So it's just make sure they won't abandon their pet after like when after the emotional support, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was gonna say that my mom was mentioning that near where she lives up in Whitehorse, Yukon, she was able to like monitor, there's like a fox family there.
Oh, cool.
She had kids in the winter, so she got to monitor the kids growing up so she can see like the fox kids running around her neighborhood. And then she also has to be more strict with when she lets her cats out too, just to monitor them as well.
That's so cool. Yeah, Amber, how did your interview go?
I interviewed my mom and my two friends that live in Whitehorse right now. And my mom, she says she didn't really notice much of a difference for herself, other than she isn't able to travel as much as she would in the summer. And my friends also didn't really notice much of a difference, just because I guess the population is much smaller than Vancouver itself. Everything is a lot more spread out, so you don't really notice much of a difference unless you like go downtown, but not many people go downtown too often other than their regular grocery shopping.
That's really interesting that because it's a smaller town, there's like less differences in pre and post COVID natural environments. I think that's a really interesting observation. And I think it's interesting too that like maybe it's when that you pressed her more that she remembered about these foxes and watching them and how maybe that was a little bit different this year.
I think it's also very interesting is because when we did the part one recording, our guest Christy also said she didn't notice too much changes. She said it's because she lives in downtown Chicago. It was quite busy and with the restrictions, it's not that strict. So there's not much of change. And I think for myself, I expect a huge change after quarantine. However, it's not. I thought there will be less cars on the street. It will be much quieter. However, it's not seems that way. But when I have the interview with my friend in Wuhan, which is the first city that tests positive for COVID, she said because of the restriction is very strict. So there's basically no cars on the street. So it was so quiet. She was free from the traffic sound. I think it's because the restrictions is different for all cities. So people sometimes will notice a difference, sometimes doesn't.
Yeah, if you see the changes, one of my friends said her lifestyle has totally changed. It's like she spent a whole day to sleep and then spent a whole day to play. And also she found that she spent much more money than before because if she need to go outside, she need to wear a mask and she can't go restaurant. So she just order foods at Uber Eats. It is much more expensive.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, I can see how that can add up pretty quick.
Yeah, I've definitely been ordering in a lot more.
Me too.
So Amber, what was one of your favorite things that your interviewees brought up with you? Like, what's one of the highlights?
I think one of the highlights was one of my friends. She's First Nation, and she got to go to her fish camp recently. But she also said that she goes in and out of the bush, I guess you can call it, which is like going outside of the tiny city into the communities. She just goes out there more often because she doesn't really like being in the city, or she can't even imagine being in Vancouver when I described to her what I've been living through. She just said she would be like total full panic attacks and anxiety and stuff because she finds herself even just being there in the city that's not even that affected by COVID. Like, I think in total they have like 15 cases in total from March to now, and all of them have recovered besides one, and then two of them are outside of the Yukon, so they're not even in the territory right now.
Wow, that's amazingly few cases.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the less congestion of population because there's the big city and then all the communities spread out past that. So all of the communities spread out past that, they just kind of like closed off everything. They didn't allow like outsiders because normally this time in the Yukon, it's like tourist season. So we would get like a lot of Alaskans or a lot of Albertans or a lot of people from out of territory coming in to like experience the Yukon. So they would come to like canoe and go hiking and stuff. So there's just not a lot of traffic right now because they just opened the borders between Northwest Territory and BC in July, so there's still not that many people going through there right now.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I think COVID has definitely changed our lifestyle. My friend in Japan said she was be able to find a MA. That's a saying from Japanese. It's the meaning is between the noise. That quietness is called MA. She said after the quarantine, she find the MA moment to be more. So she was really relaxing during that time because before COVID, there was always traffic there and there's always the bike sound. The motorbike sound, it was very, very loud. And then she said that's very annoying.
Oh, I love that. What did you say it's called again? MA?
Yeah.
Wow, that's such a lovely idea. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
It must be really hard when the sounds start coming back in to readjust to that and like kind of lose that peace that your friend was feeling.
Yeah, she said after like sometimes she find it's harder to find a MA. So it was pretty hard. But for me, I usually hear a lot of noise. It probably because I live close to street, there's always traffic. So I decided to buy a new noise-canceling headphone.
I've been thinking about that too. I really want to get new noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, my friend who takes the interview with part one, she is a student studying audio production. She said there was a project that's very interesting is they will use a sound or noise monitor machine to measuring the sound that around you. She said when you're cooking, especially pan fried something, it will over like 100, but you usually like when you're asleep, it's around 30. So she said there's louder than you think in the sound in your daily life.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think we should pay more attention to the sound that around us because sometimes they do louder than we expected, and sometimes it's harmful to our like health.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I remember when I got my hearing tested for work, the guy who was doing the testing was showing me an example of like how loud your headphones really are when you have them plugged in. And I think the reason why we have to have our headphones so loud is to try to drown out the world around us, right? Like we're trying to drown out an already really noisy thing with even more noise.
Yeah, totally. We also mentioned this noise pollution in our last podcast. If anybody is interested, you can go check it out. Laszlo, how is your interview goes? Is there any interesting things you found from the interview?
Yes, it's quite interesting. I interviewed with my friends who are now in China. They are using Chinese, so I just translate here and record their words here. I asked a question that, do you think that different cities will have their specific sounds? Do you have a sound map in your mind? And my friends said, they said it is really different between the big city and the small city in China. She said if you mention Beijing, she could come up with the sound of typing with computer in a library. And if you mention like America, she would think about the rock music. Yeah.
That's very interesting. I'm also Chinese. I found indeed, the big city will have a different sound than small city. I come from a very, very small town in China. They always have the electronic advertising out. So basically, you go out, you're surrounded by advertising. And people will have more bike. So they won't, because it's such a small town, you don't have to drive a car. So people usually use their bike to go everywhere. I think that's quite unique, but in big city, everybody's very rushed to their work. So it's more car sound and the train sound, because in some small town and small city, we don't have train.
I love that your friend could come up with like unique sound attributes to each city that she thought of. That's so cool to me. I'll have to pay more attention next time I'm in a different city, if that ever happens again.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Next time you're outside, take a closer listen to the world around you and note all the different sounds that nature is making. please email us with your questions or comments and your own sound recordings at naturespeakingecuad@gmail.com.
And thanks for listening to this episode of Nature Speaking.
Bye.